Thanks for tuning in with another episode of Danny Vents. So, I know it has been a while since you have heard my voice and probably was like, when are you going to do another episode? But like I have said all the time, life has been life and life has been trying to knock me the heck out. Yes, life has been trying to knock me the heck out. But guess what? Since I'm from Chicago, I got it together. I'm kicking life's butt back and there's so much going on right now, but I'm still here. So thank you all for listening, tuning in, follow me on Spotify. I definitely appreciate it. Hope you all have been well. So let's get started. This episode is going to be titled, Are We Really Still Doing That? Yes, are we really still doing that? So let's get started. So something that is very, very still happening right now in the real world with all the technology, social media, everyone has smartphones, whether you have iPhone, Android, whatever the case may be. People even have the new electric cars, hybrids, etc. vehicles. Are we still catfishing? Are we still really catfishing people? Now, don't forget, that is a popular show and I was in love with that show and that came on MTV. But are we really still catfishing people? Now, I really think that with catfishing, you all know catfishing. You know, pretending to be somebody that you are not. You have fake profile pictures up to lure people in because you think you're not handsome enough, pretty enough, whatever the case may be. But are we really still catfishing? It is 2024. Are we really still catfishing? Now, I get it. If you watch some of those episodes on MTV and people were always saying like, oh, I thought I wasn't the prettiest. I thought I wasn't handsome. I had bald spots. You know, I didn't have hair. You know, all the popular boys used to always talk to the cheerleaders or all the pretty girls, whatever the case may be. I just feel like sometimes when people do catfish, that has to do with, you know, they don't feel like they're pretty enough, handsome enough. They don't feel like they're, what do you want to call that? Socially acceptable. They feel like they're socially awkward, I guess. They don't feel like they're extrovert, they're introvert. I just feel personally, it's okay to be yourself. Now, back in the day, everybody had AOL, MySpace. I don't really think people was catfishing on MySpace, but I could be wrong. You know, help me out on that. But I do know AOL. I seen on social media a few days ago, people were talking about how they were on AOL and they weren't even 18, pretending, and the older people were like, hey, you can tell you're not that old by what you're saying, blah, blah, blah. But I still feel like people still do catfish just because they're in a very sour place in life, whether they feel like they're not looking acceptable, they're not extrovert, they don't have money, they just feel like they are in a small place in life, and that's okay. But I just feel like you don't have to lie, especially as you get older and so forth. You don't have to lie. You don't have to pretend to be who you are. Just be who you are. But I just think it's really funny now, especially with all the technology we have, the social media. You have Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, etc. And it's like you're still pretending. And I feel even though people are pretending to be someone, I actually feel like you can most of the times find out like you can't be real. Your page seems fake. You don't have the pictures up. Or sometimes, now when I did used to watch catfish all the time, sometimes those small profile pages, they were actually the real person. They just weren't on social media like that. But I also just feel like it's just so hard to believe someone who's trying to act like they're not a catfish, but they are. Now, I've heard people say with catfishing and so forth, like now their picture that they have on their profile picture is from like 10, 15 years ago when they first graduated high school and they look nothing like that. They could have gained weight, whatever the case may be. But I just also feel now it's it's kind of hard to catfish people now, especially, like I stated, with all the different technology. Everybody got different social media pages, and I just, that's just something that I just had to talk to you all about, honestly. Like, why are we still doing this? Why are we still catfishing people? Now, I did do that episode as far as who lies more, men versus women, right? So when people lie all the time, is that considered catfishing as well? Like when guys lie about having money, oh, I can take you to Maitre Steakhouse, I can take you to the shrimp house, I can take you to, you know, you want to go shopping, you know, we can blow a bag. Is that catfishing? Like when they don't have money? Or is that catfishing too? Like when females like, oh no, I don't hoe. And then kind of find out she got like seven dudes. I mean, like, you can talk to how many people you want to, but you find out like she's having like sexual intercourse, like 7-8 dudes, and she's always doing stuff for money. So it's like she catfishing as well. I guess there's different layers to that. And lying sometimes, I feel like, is actually catfishing a little bit, but the actual catfishing life, I feel like that is something that needs to be stopped. I guess that just needs to be stopped. And I really feel bad for like the teenagers, the kids that are in high school and college right now. I think some of them actually catfish too as well, just because they were born into this technology. That's all they know. iPads. When they were what, 3, 4, 5 years old, they had iPads. iPads to watch YouTube, their favorite shows, cartoons, their movies. They had an iPad. When we were younger, we didn't have iPad. It was either you went outside to go play, you sat down and watched a movie, you read a book, or you went to sleep. One of those. But they were born into this technology generation, right? And so some of them, you see parents talk about it all the time. You hear kids, so forth. They have 1,000 some friends on social media, and they're only like 17, 18. They have 1,000 some friends. Some of them have 100,000 followers already. They don't know all these people. So you have to think, are they actually catfishing each other? Some of these kids sometimes get bullied. Some of them are trying to pretend. Some of them are trying to fit in. And they're making all these new friends that they've never met in real life, which is fine. It's okay, because I have a few friends from social media, but I know it's actually really them. They've done lives, etc., so forth online. I know it's actually them. But for the teenagers that are very nice, sweet, haven't found out that the real world is not always your friend, are they just accepting their friends and holding conversations? And think about like relationships and so forth that the teenagers and the college kids are having with other younger adults, or either the other ones that are pretending to be younger adults, but that's not actually who they are. They haven't met in person. They might not have even did live or FaceTime, etc. I just feel like catfishing, especially for the younger people, be very careful. And there's always predators online. Always be careful. But I feel like once you are over the age of 25, 30, 40, 45, 50, you should not still be catfishing. I know it was a whole bunch of dating websites out back in the day. It still is now. I just feel like when you get to a certain age in life, please stop playing with yourself. It should be no reason somebody 25 and up should be catfishing. And as well too, stop lying. All of that needs to end. But I do get it, like when I've watched a few of those MTV catfish episodes, I do get it for the people that are going through stuff emotionally. They feel like they're not pretty enough, handsome enough. I definitely get it. They were in a small place in life. They felt like no one wanted to be their friend. They felt like they had to pretend. They felt like they had to take on a different persona so that way someone else could find them attractive, find them with a bubble personality, found them intriguing. I get it. But it's also therapy. And if you can't go to therapy because insurance, you don't have money, just take some time out to love yourself. Go on some walks. Go shopping. Go to your favorite place. Watch your favorite shows. Take some time out for yourself. Reset yourself. Reset your mind. Recharge your mind. Because there's so much crap going on in the real world no one should be catfishing at all. And that just still baffles me. But I do know people that have met people online on the dating websites, and they were like, I don't know if they're real. And I was like, well, do you talk to them all the time? I was like, yeah, I heard his voice online. Heck, I even know some people that actually even got married from the people they met online. But you know how that went? You had to video chat. You had to make sure that you are who you said you are, and I am who I said I am. So I do know that it can work. They were honest. They video chatted. Make sure you are who you say you are. But I get it. Sometimes it is easier to talk to people and date somebody online because they don't know all of you. You're not seeing them face to face. It's easier to have just an emotional connection sometimes. But be careful out there. And the ones that are catfishing just to be hurtful, to get back at your ex from 10 years ago, oh, that's petty petty. That's petty petty. Like I said, once we are over the age of 25 and up, we really need to do better. We need to elevate everything. Thank you all for listening.